Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm John Hilton, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit. Shared decision-making happens when health decisions are made together by a clinician and a patient, and there are a variety of ways to facilitate it in different circumstances. In this evidence pod, Tammy Hoffman and Peter Coxeter from Bond University in Queensland, Australia, tell us about the research that they and colleagues brought together in a new Cochrane review in November 2015 for discussion about antibiotic use for acute respiratory infections in primary care, starting with Tammy.
Shared decision-making is the peak of patient-centred care and is made up of several steps. These include finding out the patient's expectations of the consultation and dealing with any misperceptions, setting out the options for management, talking through the benefits and harms of each option, and deciding together which option may suit the patient the most. This is particularly important for acute respiratory infections such as sore throat, middle ear infection, and acute bronchitis, which are very common reasons for people to visit a general practitioner, and for which antibiotics are prescribed much more often than is needed. There is good evidence that this use of antibiotics provides only a small benefit, such as shortening the length of the illness by hours, while the antibiotics can cause minor harm, such as rash and stomach upset. Alongside these small effects, there is the major public health concern that antibiotic use is contributing to the growing crisis of antibiotic resistance. Shared decision-making might help with the problem of the overuse of antibiotics. Patients with acute respiratory infections are often surprised to learn how little benefit can be expected from these drugs and that harms can occur. When they discuss these issues and their concerns with the doctor, they may decide not to use antibiotics after all. And doctors, who often assume that patients have come to them expecting antibiotics, discover that this is not as common as they thought. Instead, it's often reassurance and symptom relief that patients are seeking.
Against this background, our review investigates the effects of interventions which encourage shared decision-making on antibiotic prescribing for acute respiratory infections in primary care. We found 9 randomised trials and 1 follow-up study involving over 1,100 primary care doctors and nearly 500,000 patients. 6 studies train clinicians in the communication skills that are needed to facilitate shared decision-making, while 3 studies, as well as training doctors in these skills, gave patients written information about antibiotics for acute respiratory infections and encouraged them to discuss whether antibiotics were necessary with their doctor. We found that the number of antibiotic prescriptions for acute respiratory infections within 6 weeks of the consultation was lower in groups that had received the training and information compared with groups that had not. Using data from 8 of the trials, our main result was that about half the patients in the usual care groups were given a prescription, compared with under a third in the groups where an intervention to encourage shared decision making was given. More precisely, in every 100 consultations, the training and information led to 18 fewer prescriptions over the subsequent 6 weeks. But there was not enough data to assess whether this reduction in antibiotic prescribing continued beyond then.
This reduction in antibiotic prescribing occurred without any of the negative consequences that might worry doctors, such as a decrease in patient satisfaction or an increase in the number who return with the same illness. These are promising findings and show how shared decision making can be an important part of the process to reduce unnecessary prescribing. There are still uncertainties though, such as which components of the multifaceted interventions are most effective and how they can best be implemented in various primary care settings, and we look forward to further research to fill these knowledge gaps.
If you'd like to find out more about the interventions that have been tested to date and their effects, or to watch for future updates of the review as more evidence accumulates, visit cochranelibrary.com and search for Shared Decision Making and Antibiotics.